Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, April 30th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. The European Commission is working on a fresh set of sanctions against countries and goods which help Russia circumvent existing punitive measures. According to Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, Poland supports new measures, including sanctioning several Asian countries for delivering some previously banned products to Russia. Warsaw's proposal suggests the discontinuation of Russian oil imports via the northern leg of the Druzhba pipeline to Germany, while also seeking to terminate the imports of Russian natural gas, including LNG, restrict diamond imports, and reduce cooperation in the area of nuclear energy. Hungary, which recently announced a revised contract with Russia's Rosatom to expand the PAX nuclear plant, has been firm in its opposition to any sanctions on Russian nuclear energy. Belgium, which is home to the largest diamond trading hub in the world, Antwerp, has so far effectively campaigned against restricting Russian diamond imports. A Ukrainian NGO has launched a unique mobile app designed to connect the millions of Ukrainians who have been forced to flee the country after Russia's invasion last year. Developed by the company Smart Apps Lithuania, the application I'm Ukrainian includes local job offers, meetings and cultural events with other Ukrainians, and services to help those displaced by the war. According to some estimates, in the first 10 months of Russia's invasion, more than 14.5 million Ukrainians left the country, equivalent to roughly a third of Ukraine's total population at the time. As the creators of the I'm Ukrainian app explained on social media and in an interview with Polski Radio, the main aim of the project is to build a platform of the digital community of Ukrainians abroad and ensure that people who have been forced to flee the country do not forget their origins. According to the developer, the application is now available in 30 countries, including those with large Ukrainian refugee populations, such as Poland, Germany, the US, the UK, Italy and Spain. A local restaurant in Gdańsk is the first dining establishment in Poland to qualify for the Rasa Nadzima certificate, a distinction given to producers who demonstrate a commitment to preserving native Polish species and biodiversity. As the owner of Winny Grono, Arkadiusz Onasz, explained to Radio Gdańsk, native species or breeds are defined as being native to Poland, such as those that are adapted to our environment and have been bred locally for hundreds of years without mixing with other breeds. The Rasa Nadzima certificate, given by the National Institute of Animal Production in Kraków, typically grants the award to food producers, with its expansion to the field of gastronomy, thanks mainly to the efforts of Onasz and his staff. In the space of 2 years, says Onasz, Winny Grono managed to obtain this certificate using well-sourced native species, traditional recipes, and zero waste. He acknowledges that the certification is a very big distinction for us, but as we are the first, no one knows how big just yet. And a reminder that Radio Gdańsk will be hosting a live concert by local singer-songwriter Ola Chawadai tonight at the Janusz Hajdun Concert Studio in Gdańsk Wrzeszcz. An aspiring jazz vocalist studying at the Academy of Music in Gdańsk, Chawadai's concert will feature alternative pop and soul-inspired tracks from her recently released studio album Grunt. The concert will be broadcast live on air starting at just after 8 p.m. this evening, as well as on the Facebook page and YouTube channel of Radio Gdańsk.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and clear with almost no chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday with a daytime high of 12 degrees centigrade or 53 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Even warmer weather is expected tomorrow with a chance for some rain showers returning midweek. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.